My next investment was just as sweet. I called the realtor to ask her about something totally unrelated, and she asked me if I was in the market for any rental properties. I said yes, and she went on to tell me about a little fixer-upper for $40,000. I went out to look at it and was not impressed. However, I was impressed with the 40-acre farm field that surrounded it. She had them both listed, and it turned out that the same person owned both properties. The asking price was $40,000 for the house with 2 acres and $200,000 for the remaining 38 acres, a total of $240,000. My initial offer was $150,000 for the whole package. I knew that the lady who used to live in the house had died, and it was probably an estate deal. The owner countered with $200,000 for the land only. I came back with $160,000 for the whole package, and they countered once again, this time at $170,000. I was floored. I had just bought a small house and 40 acres for $170,000. This time, the financing was considerably tougher. I had to come up with a 30% down payment. I had just made some money, but I didn't have $51,000. I thought about Robert saying that he was not allowed to say, "I can't afford it," around his rich dad. So I had to think, how can I afford it? I talked to a banker friend of mine, and he joined me as a partner. We came up with a down payment and bought the land. We spent about $5,000 on soil tests and surveys, and in 7 months sold 7 of the 10 lots for a total of $229,000. As a result, there's $50,000 in our account, and we don't owe a dime on the last 3 lots, which still carry a total asking price of $103,000. When it's all said and done, we should both make in the neighborhood of $80,000 on the project. The house was in terrible condition, so we tore it down and sold the lot for $28,000. Recently, I accepted offers on the remaining 3 lots, giving us a total selling price of $323,000 for all 3 lots. We closed on this land just about a year ago. I have put less than 20 hours worth of work into this project. My cut of the profits is $72,000, which works out to be about $3,600 per hour. The value of my free time is priceless when you think of how long it would have taken to earn $72,000 at an hourly rate. My partner and I recently bought a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom investment house. We paid $46,500 in cash and put in less than $5,000 in repairs. We received an offer within 5 days of putting it on the market for $88,900 and wrote a contract within 2 weeks after that. Currently, I'm self-employed as a housing consultant, and I'm minding my own business, which sells land. I plan to own my own sales center next year that'll provide one-stop shopping to homebuyers. Customers will be able to pick out their lot of land, the style of their modular home, and apply for a mortgage at the same convenient place. Every aspect of the transaction will generate cash. One of my goals for this year is to design and build a mini mall building in a subdivision that's going up near me. The subdivision will contain 400 new homes, an apartment complex, and a lot of duplexes. Within 2 miles, there's a college campus and 2 enormous trailer parks. It seems obvious to me that this area is ripe for a 6- or 7-unit mini mall building containing a pizzeria, a liquor store, and a beauty shop, among other goods and services. I plan on acquiring 2 buildings containing 3 or 4 rental storefronts. Within 5 years, my goal is to raise my passive income up to $10,000 a month, along with being free of bad debt. Buying 3 rental properties a year for the next few years should accomplish that. At that point, I'll be 35 years old, my wife will be 33, and our son will be 6. I'll feel comfortable about retirement and take a year off, reflect on my achievements, and plan for the future. Being with my family as much as I want to be is a terrific goal. Then I'll be ready to shift into high gear and invest in companies before they go public, or even help them go public. Fear no longer blips on my radar screen. Achieving success took care of it. I'm now confident that I know a good deal when I see one because of my achievements. It's like playing ball. When you've gotten a hit, you're not scared to be at the plate. Investing in real estate is no different. The person who steps forward and takes a chance is the one who stands out. I believe that we live in the greatest country in the world with the maximum opportunities for riches in the history of the world. If you don't take advantage of what's out there, you'll regret it. So take a swing at being financially free. Even if you fail the first time, you always get another chance. In baseball, You get three strikes before you're out, and even then you get another turn. You just have to wait a bit. One thing is certain. You miss every swing you don't take.